There are outside forces, forces outside of this body that the enemy is using to try to disassemble and break down that which I am doing. But I say to you that in me there is safety. In me there is security. In my presence and in the times of prayer and times of fellowship with me, you'll find the strength and the comfort and the security that you need. So much so that you won't even realize what the outside forces are doing. And it's a time in which you must be focused inwardly on what I am doing, because if not, you could be distracted by what they are doing. As I was talking, I saw this building, and I see a group meeting and gathering here, and on the outside I see rioting and destruction and devastation. But it was as if those that are inside here didn't even realize it was going on. And the whole purpose of them out there is to get you to go from in here to out there. Now, I'm not talking about this particular physical building, but a place of the Spirit that God's called you to. He's trying to keep you there. And the enemy is raging with everything he has on the outside to distract and to draw you away and to get you to do this and to do that. And the Lord is saying, now is a time for you to focus on the inward things of the Spirit. The Lord's saying you may have to dictate to someone else what needs to be done out there so that you can do the things you need to do in here. And that means having a schedule for a time of prayer, having a schedule for a time of spiritual exercise, whatever that might mean to you, fellowshipping with Him in the realms of the Spirit, a time to do those things which you've neglected to do, those keys that you've left hanging on the keychain. You've got all these keys, and you kept using the same one to go through the same door. But the Lord's saying, now's the time to focus on all the keys that I've given you. Pick up the ones that you've left sitting there. Go through the doors that they'll open, and you'll see that I'm developing different areas in your spiritual life. And there's some of you, you've become spiritually fat in one area, and the Lord is saying it's time to exercise. It's time to step into the next place that I have for you, the other key that I've given you. You spend lots of time praying in the Holy Ghost, it's time to meditate the Word. You spend lots of time meditating the Word, it's time to fast. You spend lots of time fasting, it's time to worship me. And you allow me to develop these things within you, and you'll see those areas that where you thought you were lacking, they're more developed than you understood. But there's other areas that have been neglected that as you develop them, the understanding you are looking for will come forth because you've allowed me to bring you a new perspective.